Welcome to the Taylor Merrick Podcast, the 3-in-1 podcast on finances, business, and technology. Podcasting to you from the studios of TaylorMerrick.com, located in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Here's your host, Taylor Merrick.
Hello and welcome to episode number 9 in the Taylor Merrick Podcast. If you would like to subscribe to this feed, go out to www.TaylorMerrick.com, click on a blog/podcast link, and from there on the right-hand side you can listen to it in iTunes, Podcast Plickle, Track player, or any other thing that you have. You can also listen to it live right on the site. You just click on the play button and it'll start playing whatever podcast that you wanted to listen to. I also encourage you to take the survey located on the right hand side of TaylorMerrick.com. Thank you for those who have done that survey. Every bit helps. If you would like to write a review of this podcast, you can do so out at iTunes. I have the link on my site. You can also write review anywhere in any other directory that it is listed in. You can also listen to it on your mobile phone. Now, I announced it a couple podcasts back. You can listen to it on your mobile phone. You can also stream it live right on your computer. I also have that reward still going for the first person to call in with a question, comment, or an idea for a topic relating to finances, business, or technology. I have it sort of solidified now what that reward is, but I am not going to tell you, so you have to be the first one to call in, and you'll find out what that is, but I encourage you to do that also. You can call toll-free 866-TMP-2860. In today's podcast, I'm going to be talking about network marketing for finances, how to increase sales for business, and about a new player called Zune that is being offered through Microsoft in technology. So to get started in finances, you might have heard of network marketing and you might think, uh-oh, this is, you know, one of those pyramid schemes and those are really bad. You shouldn't get into those at all. Well, if you look at it, there are a lot of scams out there. A lot of people have been scammed by it. There's actually one really big company right now that's going on with one that really supposedly guarantees that you'll make money, but you literally have to work your butt off in order to make anything. But there are some good network marketing companies, MLM companies. There are some bad ones. You just have to use discretion and find out which one is good and which one is not. I know of a couple. I've been in a couple. In network marketing, the only reason that I would recommend that you go into network marketing is because of their system. If you actually look at it, in any network marketing company, their system is so finely tuned that they know how to recruit a person in, have them sign papers so that they become a member, how you train them, you go to conferences to learn more, you sell products, how do you sell, how do you follow up, how do you get more customers. I mean, their system is just immense, and it is so helpful for you if you are very scared of taking on a job of sales. You could become a salesperson, but an easier way to become a salesperson is to join a network marketing company, because that company, they should help you with how to get customers, how to have them buy, how to follow up with them, and encourage you along the way. That's one thing that network marketing companies are known for doing, is helping you along so that you can succeed in your company. Now, if the network marketing company does not do that, well, then that's not a network marketing company, and that's not one that you should be in. But a network marketing company is a great system, a great place to learn sales so that you don't have to take on, quit your job and become a salesperson. It's actually one of those part-time jobs that you've heard of going around on the internet. If you're on the internet, you can be your own boss, set your own hours, work part-time. And you know what? That's actually really great. I actually know of a couple people who work part-time in a network marketing company, and they got it good enough going that it was throwing off a lot of passive income, more than their job did. So they quit their job, because when you have passive income working for you and you're doing nothing with the network marketing company, basically you'd set up a network marketing company so that the people below you, they would run the company for you. But anyways, it's really good because you have passive income and you don't need to be working for money. Your money is working for you. So what reason is there to be working at a job, working for money, if you're making money just sitting on your butt doing basically nothing? But how you bring people in is what network marketing does, is it encourages you to build a downline. And yeah, you might think, oh, this is a pyramid scheme where the person at the top makes all the money and the people at the bottom, they work their butts off for the person at the top, and the people at the bottom, they don't get paid anything. Well, in a sense, that is true. A lot of network marketing companies are known for that. Some were way back and old as in maybe 5-6 years ago, but they went bankrupt, and there's still some around. But there are some network marketing companies, they are actually designed to help you get up higher into the organization, and it's also helping the people beneath you. There's one person I know of who's in a network marketing company. He started basically at the bottom. He was a downline of another person, and that person, the friend that I know, he worked himself in this business a lot part-time, and he got customers. He got people that joined his downline, he got more sales, and it kept growing and growing and growing and growing, and soon now he's pretty high up in organization. But the person that brought him into the downline, they weren't even higher than him. He's actually higher than the person that brought him in, which is really good for a network marketing company to have. Here's a quote from Robert Kiyosaki of Rich Dad. He said, "If I had to do it all over again, rather than build an old-style type of business, I would have started building a network marketing business." Because Robert Kiyosaki, he has found that the system, what they teach you, how they train you, learn sales, how to, for confidence, their system is just so perfect for anybody that it's just unbelievable. And Robert Kiyosaki has a book out called The Business School, second edition, for people who like helping people. And that's basically what you're doing in a network marketing company, is you're helping other people. You're either selling them products, or you're putting them beneath you so that you can get paid off of them, get some money. But a network marketing company, they are very successful at what they do. They're very good at it. And if you're not in a network marketing company, you can consider joining. You just want to be careful and use discretion. There's some out there that are just out there to take your money, and there's some that honestly want to help you build it to the top and make money. Network marketing companies, they're really good home business opportunities. You can work them out of your home. They're better than a franchise in that you don't have to keep paying this ongoing fee and get on loans, and it's safer than franchises or starting up a business on your own. But there, you'll want to be careful in that. But network marketing companies are really good companies in that they teach you how to sell, and they're with you every step of the way. They help you out in a lot of areas that you wouldn't have known. And that'll wrap it up for finances. moving on to business, is how to increase your sales. Sure, some of you business people are like, well, how can I increase my sales? I mean, if you're tracking, I'm tracking sales, and sales are dropping off. They're not, what's going on here? Well, here is a little idea that I think might help you in how to increase your sales. What you should know is that people like to buy things. People do not like to be sold to. If you come up there and it's like, yeah, I'd like offer you a product. Would you buy this? And this would be really good in whatever area. Please buy it. And the person just closes the door and says no. But, and that's not really a good way of getting, of increasing sales, or getting any sales at all, period. People like to buy things. They're, if they're going to buy something, they usually have a deep down need, something deep down within them that they want something. You want to cater to what they want out of that product and give it to them. Here the story goes that a salesperson, it was a realtor, brought a client to a house and gave his regular sales pitch about the house, and the client was interested. They, oh, but I don't have the money. And as they got going talking, the real estate person sort of dug deeper into why is the real reason that this person is buying. And he got to the real reason. The person, they liked the trees on the property, but it was too much money, so the client didn't want to get it. So what this real estate person did was they said, but look at the trees. There's one tree and two trees. All those trees that you have, and pretty much just kept on talking about trees. If the client tried to go on to another area of the property, he'd say, but look at those trees. And you just start counting them off for the client, just start numbering them. And, well, sort of playing it up, but also showing the client again and again, you want trees? Here are trees. Look at all these trees. And in the end, that real estate person got the sale. And it wasn't because of the price of the house. It was because of those trees. He catered to the need. The client wanted trees, and so the real estate agent gave him trees, in a sense. And if you ask that person, you'd say, what did you buy? You'd say, I bought trees. Not a house, I bought trees, because that's what I want. You want to cater to what they want. If you're a company that has to be on time, and a client really enjoys reliable people, that's one of the things that they desire deep down, then that's what you want to do, is be reliable, be on time. That's what you want to do for the customer. Anything for the customer that you want to do, and remember that people like to buy things because of reasons deep down inside them. They don't like being sold to. If you sell to them, they will be turned off, and you'll most likely not get the sale. In business, especially for sales, you don't want to seem too aggressive, unless that's your style and you can get customers. But you don't want to seem too aggressive and too overbearing on that customer. You just want to help turn them in a direction saying, you wanted this. My product gives you this. Plus more, it gives you what you need. There's this really great person, Frank Betcher. He's a well-known insurance agent back in the 1950s, mid-1900s. And he was really great for what he did because he catered to what the person wanted. He did not look at what he himself wanted, which was money. He catered to what the customer wanted. They wanted protection. They wanted life insurance to cover something in case of a disaster. And his sales increased because of that. That is the tip of the day for business, how to increase your sales. People like to buy and cater to what they want. Remember the tree example. Just talk with the customer, find out what they deep down want or need, and then just give it to them. And if they keep trying going off on another subject, just keep bringing it around gently and keep showing them, my product provides what you need. It's perfect. It's the perfect product. Why do you need any other product? This is what you want, and this is what you're going to get. And that's the tip of the day, and I'll wrap it up for business. Moving on to technology, there is a new software that is coming out that is very similar to iTunes, and what Apple has, pretty much a monopoly in iPod. Well, now Microsoft is coming out with a thing called Zune. Z-U-N-E, Zune. That's what it's called. And with Zune, students will be free to share music, videos, and photos right there in class. They'll be able to pass notes to one another. The Zune isn't just a solitary music player like the iPod. Think of it as a portable wireless hardware version of MySpace, or you can also think of it as Pocket PC. But it's basically a music player in the core if you look at it. And Microsoft is trying to get in to Apple's market, their share of the MP3 player market, and Microsoft is expected to cannibalize sales of other competitors, and Zune scares Apple to the core. And there's 5 reasons why Zune may kill iPod. It'd be like the perfect consumer media storm launched by Microsoft. Said Zune's social and viral aspects, they have that. The ultimate availability of more programming than iTunes or iPod. It also has a better screen for movies, and also has a cool factor. The Zune, it looks like an iPod, but it's thicker, and it looks sort of like a Game Boy type thickness, and it also has a screen on it, and it has a scrolling button that looks, it has some of the characteristics of an iPod, but it's called a Zune player. And they're also, Microsoft is also planning on coming out with Soapbox. That's Microsoft's new YouTube killer, so-called. If you go to YouTube, usually you see a whole bunch of videos for all these people who love watching videos. Microsoft is coming out with Soapbox, but what Microsoft is doing is trying to leverage the collective power of Windows XP, Windows Vista, a new version of Windows, also Soapbox, and Xbox 360 as part of Zune's launch. Apple once commanded a 92% share of the music players, and the number has since fallen to around 70%, partly to the reason that more things are coming out and Apple is not much of a monopoly, but Apple has 69% of the overall market, and analysts have pegged it around 75.6% in that. Zune is a really cool feature. It has an ability to plug into Xbox. That the Zune Marketplace will be integrated with and promoted by the Xbox Live Marketplace. And Apple faces the prospect of competing not with the Zune alone, but with mighty Windows, Soapbox, Xbox Zune Industrial Complex. So Zune is going to be this big, massive program like a Pocket PC, but is at the core is just the MP3 player like an iPod. The 5 reasons why Zune may kill iPod is 1, market forces. Market forces are changing. Apple is starting to lose ground. And it might be because of the expected launch of Zune. 2nd reason is sharing fever. It's great for sharing for social networking sites like YouTube and MySpace. Zune has peer-to-peer wireless music sharing, and it's both social and viral. Tweens, teens, and 20-somethings have acquired the habit of feverishly sharing videos and songs. With the Zune, students will be free to share music, videos, and photos right there in class. So you can actually now start doing when you're sitting in class instead of doing your schoolwork. You should be doing your schoolwork if you're in school, because that's the reason you're in school. But now with Zune, if you have a friend that has Zune, you'll be able to share music, videos, and photos, and also notes. Zune isn't just a solitary music player. Think of it as a portable, wireless hardware version of MySpace. Third reason that Zune might kill iPod is more content and a bigger screen. While Apple deserves a lot of credit for being at the forefront of digital media sales, it's the value of iTunes Marketplace and other music stores will be judged by the quantity, quality, and price of available media, not who got there first, even though Apple started with that monopoly and had a really big explosion. They'll be judged on a quantity, quality, and price of available media. Microsoft, on the music's, on the movies side of Zune, they won't be selling movies and TV shows until next year, and the company has more movie studios lined up to offer content compared to Apple's single offering, which is just Disney. Of course, Disney was Apple's sole partner when it began selling TV shows. Today, it offers a wide array of them from many networks. And when it comes to watching that content, Zune screen is just as good and larger than iPods. More importantly, it can be turned sideways for a widescreen movie experience, which is vastly superior to watching movies on an iPod. So more content and bigger screen. And the last reason why Zune might kill iPod is because it's surprisingly cool. It's because of a cool factor. Zune is unlike any product Microsoft has ever shipped. It's actually very nicely designed, surprisingly minimalist, and dare I say it, cool. Zune marketing looks cool, too. The user interface is fluid and appealing, and again, like MySpace, customizable. Users will be able to personalize the Zune interface with photos, themes, skins, and custom colors. iPod is the soul of Apple's entire business. Apple has been relatively successful at winning converts from Windows to Mac, for example, in part because its whole product line basks in a glow of iPod success, hipness, and ubiquity. Apple has recently and preemptively lowered the price of iPods, announced an iTV setup box, which will ship later than Vista, and is probably working feverishly on a bigger screen, wirelessly enabled iPod. All these efforts may not be enough to save the iPod from the Microsoft consumer media juggernaut. Microsoft has the money, the clout, the partnerships, the mindshare, and the market share to drive Vista, Soapbox, Xbox, and Zune into lives of hundreds of millions of consumers. So Zune is the next big thing coming out to do, I don't know when, I don't know the exact date, but it is coming out. I'm looking forward to Zune and seeing that. And also Vista, new Windows programs coming out. Soapbox, that'll be interesting. It'll be like YouTube, but it'll be called Soapbox. I don't know how that'll go, but I'm sure that'll be neat. And Xbox, I've heard of it. Many people that are online and play games across the world. And that's a really nice monopoly Microsoft has created. If Zune comes out, I will try to get a review of it, and I will give it to you. And I am looking forward to this, I'm sure as you people are, at Zune. To me, this is a very cool thing that's coming out. I think it might be better than iPods, but I don't know. I have to check it out first, and I will give you the specs on it as I get it. Microsoft also, they're lining up all these movies and TV shows, but they won't offer them until next year. The date is unknown, but it'll be coming out. And so, I'm looking forward to Zune and what it can offer, and if it offers something better than what iPod does. Now, I know the video screen, for one, I'd like to see that. It looks massive compared to a video iPod, but I'm not too sure. It could just be photo enhanced. Zune, it is coming out soon, and that'll wrap it up for technology. I'd like to thank you for listening to episode number 9 in the Taylor Merrick podcast. If you have any questions, comments, or topic ideas, please give us a call, 866-TMP-2860. Reward is still available for those. I'm not telling you what the reward is. I'd encourage you to tell your friends and family about this podcast and what you're learning. Thank you for your support. My name is Taylor Merrick, and I will see you next week.